Green Terrace struck again, stolen $45 billion from the gem, whatever.
The final boss you beat by getting all the cheers in the room.
But like, alright, so I told you about this, right?
Alright.
Alright, like, I've always, like, you know how, like, in, like, hacker, in, like, you know, in, like organizations always called, like, White Lotus or like the Black Syndicate and shit like that. Yeah. I want to name my thing Green Chair. Like, I don't want it to be like, ooh, scary. I want it to be like the most well-renowned, like, I don't know, assassin thing or like the most like well-renowned hacker place.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's the Green Terrace struck again, stolen $45 billion from the gem, whatever.
The purple dick.
What? No, I don't want it to be like weird. I just want it to be stupid.
No, the
like
purple
white chalkboard. Actually, that might be offensive. Like the blue chalkboard.
Offensive to white people?
Oh, sure. Someone's gonna.
Well, you're not. You're being offensive to blue people.
The Blue Man Group's gonna be real angry about this.
Going after you.
But yeah. Like, Green Chair sounds great. Fuck, you're hairy as fuck. God.
What are you looking at? Like under my arm?
Yeah. God damn. I don't know, split glance. I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, you have armpit hair?
Yes, that's too much.
He's hairy as fuck.
Yeah. That's too much. Everyone's got armpit hair. Some people just choose to shave it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to. But then I was like, oh, wait, it hurts like the day after.
I never did.
I
don't
in the winter.
See your armpit hair.
I don't even shave my legs much anymore.
I mean, yeah, it's the winter. Like, sure, you're not gonna like you're gonna be wearing leggings and jeans all week,
yeah.
Month, season, mm-hmm. For like next 4 or 6 months. That's all you're gonna be wearing.
Yeah, the only thing is, when I go to the gym, I wear like capri pants, but no one gives a fuck.
Those like a tight shorts, right?
They're like leggings, but they go down to here.
Yeah, okay. Like go down to your knees.
Yeah.
What? Okay, yeah, okay, that's what it's called. Yeah. Wait, what are those called when like they only go up to here? Like they're just
Bermuda shorts?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Okay. For girls, though.
Yeah, Bermuda shorts are here. Regular shorts are here.
Okay. And these are booty shorts.
Yeah.
Or pom-poms. Mm-hmm. Or whatever the fuck they're
pom-poms?
Called.
Pom-poms?
I've never heard pom-poms.
I've heard cut-offs.
They can call them pom-coms and skirts. My fault.
Oh,
because okay. Like, of cheerleaders.
Yeah, it's cheerleaders.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that makes more sense.
A little bit.
A bit? Mm-hmm. More than just...
I mean, like pom poms are a thing you hold, so like, yeah. Why would you?
But you associate them because the cheerleaders are holding them.
What
are
we gonna talk about today? Fuck! I never actually settled on a topic.
Pom poms.
Yeah, pom poms. Some of your thoughts on cheerleaders.
We could talk about positivity.
Positive pom poms.
We can try.
Yeah. We can try, but yeah, we could. It might not go so well.
We can try because like Rich doesn't have negativity in his life.
Then it would go perfectly.
I'm pure negativity. I don't know where Tiffany stands on this. Tiffany's somewhere.
I'm sitting.
Oh shit, oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh god.
This oversight.
Victor, think of these things first.
Oh my god, this undersight. Undertale. Wait,
this Undertale.
We can just talk about things we've done this week recently, this month.
Okay.
Alright.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to the Life Cast.
Welcome.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Welcome to the Life Cast.
Welcome.
Where we talk about life.
Life.
I don't have a slogan yet.
That's where we talk about life in our cast.
That's the slogan.
In our cast.
But none of our limbs are broken.
But our
they
cast. Our cast isn't a cast. It's society. What holds us?
Strings. All right. Today.
Keep going, Victor. Keep going. Get deeper.
The first one is like, this is the beginning of life.
Yeah, this is our birth.
This is the beginning
this
of
is life.
This is the birth of the Life Cast.
Yeah.
And you're here to experience it. I am Deanna. I am joined by Victor.
Yep.
Rich.
Yes.
And Tiffany.
Hi.
We're just gonna talk for a solid 40 minutes.
A cast of life.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about the cast of life.
Let's be real.
That's a whole history discussion I don't want to get into.
No, it's not history. It's society.
Victor knows.
Alright, think about it. Just think about it.
I'm thinking.
Like, just consider what life has brought to you on not a silver platter.
I hope the phone is picking you up.
I didn't ask for any of this.
You didn't ask.
Oh,
if you didn't want to be born, you wouldn't have won the race.
What?
Isn't that about won the race?
No.
Oh, to like the...
It's unfiltered, you can say.
Oh.
Yeah.
To what privilege?
The half of me that was sperm would not have won.
Yeah.
The race to the egg.
You were the most
determined. So your dad's always considered to be, like, the male version, and your mom's always the girl version. Does that mean your mom's the dominant one in the family?
No.
No. Okay.
Well.
Out of the two?
It's complicated.
Okay, never mind then.
This is not episode one content.
All right, well, we'll figure this out next week.
Yep.
It's not even episode, like, 37 content, 38. Let's be honest with ourselves. 38. Maybe.
Okay, episode four. We'll talk about real things.
So, what have you guys been up to this past... since I've been trying to start this? Because it's been a long time coming.
How long have we been trying? How long have you been trying to start
this? A solid couple of months, which were rough.
Okay.
To say the least. So.
But now here we are.
Here we are.
Starting this back in April.
Yeah. Wait, back in April?
Yeah, it was April.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was during the second semester. It was still... Was there snow? There wasn't snow
there
back
wasn't
then.
Snow, but yeah. It was when we went...
It was just when we were walking.
What a lovely anecdote.
Yeah.
And we talked about Spider-Man and cats or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it was both in time.
But, Victor, what have you been doing these past months?
I've been skipping class.
Okay, me too.
I don't do much in my life. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Simple pleasures.
Very little thing.
I don't think many of us do.
Yeah, we're simple people.
Like, we're college students.
No, I guess we're
Rich, like, barely works and still makes more money than any of us out of college will.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah.
So, Rich, how is work?
It is going quite well. I still like this job.
If you disliked this job, please give it to me.
I hate it. It's too much.
Don't even joke.
Yeah, no, this is all a joke if anyone there is listening.
We discussed, we know how you're going to quit your job.
We did. That's not episode one content.
That's not episode one
content.
Oh my goodness. We can't start this off.
I mean, we can.
You said it was unfiltered.
That's true.
It was
unfiltered.
No, that's not episode one content.
That's episode one content. Some real bad shit.
Tell me about your months.
My months? Period?
No.
Sure, actually. When does it start and end?
Do you really want to know how a period works?
I think it's
from my
calendar. This is not episode one content either.
I think it comes in 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks? Or does it last for 2 weeks?
It's generally every other month, and it lasts for, like, 4 or 5 days?
Mine lasts for like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Mine lasts for like 2 hours, maybe. It's right after I drink a bottle of Tabasco.
Oh. Does your asshole hurt?
No, it's not just my asshole.
Does your penis hurt?
No, I also get cramps.
What? This is off to a lovely start. Alright.
Maybe like 2 cramps.
So, I think the hot topic of this month has been Undertale. Because a lot of people have been playing it.
Yeah, all 2 people in this room have played it.
Actually,
Here.
Yeah, fuck.
Damn, this isn't a gaming podcast.
Yeah,
I wish I was on one of those.
Yeah, right?
Fuck, that would be great. What if we start a gaming podcast and it's called...
Mom's
the Gamecast?
The Gamecast.
The Sega Gamecast?
What about Mom's Against Gaming?
I'm pretty sure they
gaming.
Pay us to do
mom's
it, too.
Yeah, right. God.
Mom's Against Gaming.
Mag?
Ooh.
We'll just have Mag from Warframe as our poster child.
She just pulled everyone in.
We could pull in the viewers. That's such an angle.
It's so bad. That's cheesiest one.
It really is.
It's so fucking
holy
cheesy.
Shit.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to use Comic Sans too?
Yeah.
Ew.
On billboards? On poster boards?
Only if we get to have Sans as our poster child too.
Yes.
The skeleton from Undertale, because it's a game. I can't stop listening to the soundtrack of it.
The soundtrack is so good.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, right. Victor.
Isn't
like
it?
Magnolia is amazing.
Who's Magnolia?
Damn it.
I was like, is that a Warframe thing?
No, it's not even a Warframe thing.
I was hoping I was
You're close.
Is this over an M? Is there any songs over an M? I heard...
I mean, Megalovania.
Damn, that was perfect. I think that was one Chris was listening to yesterday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw like one of those. And I was like,
Was it? Yeah.
Is that like the one of the fight scenes?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're not going to say it.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Because it's a major spoiler.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like...
The name of a song?
No,
no,
like,
not the name.
Is
what?
The whose theme it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Whose boss theme it is.
No, we already know whose it is.
Yeah, you guys
probably
know.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like, viewers already know.
Maybe some of them.
Like 35% of them already know.
I cannot. That game has such like a good. It doesn't even have like a morality system because it's not like.
It's not like you do bad, you fill up a bad meter. It's just
right.
Yeah.
It's not like you do good and you fill up a good meter. It's you are presented with a choice and you are expected to act in accordance with your character.
Yeah.
As a person, and I find that really refreshing.
Yeah, the game nails the morality so well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Victor, you were... I don't know, Victor.
You
were on Skype when Greg and I were like just going on about this for like 30 minutes.
Oh, has Greg finished it?
Yeah. Did
he do the pacifist run?
He was going for pacifist, but then he killed Goat Mom. And
no!
And he just kind of said, fuck it. I said, Goat Mom, that's the nickname we came up with for her.
That's the nickname everyone came up with for Toriel.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a spoiler?
No, it's not a spoiler. It's the first boss you fight.
Yeah.
It's the first, like, person you encounter.
Yeah. No, I fucked up on Toriel, too, and I just...
Yeah.
I still went past this, but...
I don't know if I told you guys this, but when I was playing it, I fucked up, and I killed Toriel.
I fucked everyone there, though.
It seems like
and,
you didn't, because...
And what happened
really
to me
knows.
Was
yeah.
I shut down the game without saving it, so I went back to my last save point, and... There's an option when you get into battle where you can act and talk to her. And before, it said, you can't find the words, you have nothing to say. And I got back to that point after I had killed her, and it said, you think about telling Toriel that you watched her die?
Yeah.
And it fucked me up.
But yeah, Chris went through that, too.
Yeah. But that was because we played on New Game Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get, like, just natural New Game then? Like, normal New Game?
Normal New Game?
Yeah, if you've already beaten it. Is there a way to get just new game?
You can keep doing neutral runs.
Yeah.
Where,
but
like...
You can't do pacifist and genocide runs anymore?
You can.
Like a clean new game.
Clean new game, you have to do a neutral good or bad ending before you can do pacifist or genocide.
Oh, okay, so you can just...
I prefer to call it No Mercy.
You can just do neutral and just get everything... Well, everything just reset?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I did pacifist... Or good pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was...
weird all.
What happened was I mean, like, spoilers, not major spoilers, because like everyone kind of figured this out as you were playing, but Toriel comes back to take her place as queen after
of the Shire,
after Asgore is killed.
Keep going.
And since people like were like, what the fuck, you know, she was forced back to the ruins. Undyne takes over, and she becomes a dictator. So that's it's hard to say. It's whether it's good neutral or bad neutral. Because
yeah,
it's good in that you didn't kill Toriel, but it's bad in that she doesn't reclaim the throne. And then, bad neutral, she doesn't come back, there's no monarch for a while, and then I think Undyne takes over again.
How big of a spoiler is knowing who the character is? Is that a spoiler in any sense?
What character?
What
like
character?
The main character. Who you are. How big of a spoiler is that?
A pretty big spoiler.
Decently sized spoiler.
Yeah.
Like a Metal Gear Solid 5.
No, you don't. Solid 5 spoilers. They don't bother me. But we're not going to say any.
Yes.
I wanted to play through that game so much.
But
Quiet
but.
And her character design really bothered me.
Goddamn, her voice actress is goddamn.
visually
like
or?
Yeah, because they look the same.
Yeah, they look the same.
Yeah, Aaron from Game Grumps saw her boyfriend in Japan this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Goddamn.
Find her, Victor.
But,
no.
Find her.
No.
Yep. Quiet. Like, just her... The way that the game designers, Kojima, decided to dress her for 99% of the game that she's in.
Now there's nude mods.
There are.
Yeah,
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, there's also a Give Quiet Clothes mod, which also turns Big Boss into a woman, so you can be lesbians with Quiet.
Cool.
Well.
I installed it.
Define
does
woman.
He still have like the beard and everything?
No.
Okay.
Define woman, like, does he just have a vagina?
Yeah,
does he
have, like,
there are no sex scenes with Quiet. You wouldn't know. He's in, like, full fatigue.
That sounds like a spoiler. Like, I didn't know there were...
You can change Big Boss's outfit, and it's no secret that, like, almost everyone in the Metal Gear series was, like, a quote-unquote sex icon. Like, do you know how much time they spent modeling the asses?
Yeah.
A lot.
Quite a bit. Yeah. So, wait, what does female Big Boss look like?
Yeah, what
does
he look like?
Yeah.
Like a chick?
Yeah, it's just, like, a generic woman's face.
She hot?
No, just it looks regular. It looks like someone you'd see passing down the street.
She hot?
I guess.
Like
she's making him sound average. Probably average.
Yeah.
Like a 7?
Like a 6.
Okay.
This feels weird.
I mean, okay.
I mean, like, Big Boss, though.
Woo. Oh, like Snake, yo.
They're the same.
No,
they look the same.
Big Boss has horns, right?
He has a piece of shrapnel stuck in his head.
Yeah, horns.
Sure.
You smashed the devil.
I'm not answering that on episode 1.
Okay, well, that's on episode 3, guys. Stay tuned.
No, no, I don't think my answer was yes. Damn it.
Yeah, everyone already knows.
Yeah, I would.
Tiffany would.
Okay, for what, though? Like,
for what?
Like, would you... like he came up to you at a bar, you'd be
worldly
okay to...
pleasures.
I don't go. I wouldn't go to.
Okay, if he found you on the street,
that'd be sketchy.
Like,
as fuck.
Where do you think girls get their hookups?
Downtown.
Downtown Crossing.
Near
Chinatown.
That's how you get
between
stabbed.
Chinatown and
no,
downtown.
No fob, God.
Let's see,
the devil's not a fob, he's a fucking white
yeah,
ass
motherfucker.
I mean, white people in Chinatown? Have you been to McDonald's? There's a homeless person out there. Oh, not anymore, but like, there's always a homeless. Like, there are a bunch of, like borderline weeaboo people.
Borderline weeaboo!
Oh,
like, you know, the Asian weeboo, not like, you know, not that, like, weeb shit.
So, like, half of Jake?
Yeah, like, half of Jake.
Half of Jake.
Oh, my God.
And people were like, oh, I'm so cultured, I'm eating dumplings. Oh. Yeah, I'm eating sushi.
I just like food, okay?
What if you can see these strict glares
Victor's
giving to
Diana? I'm not
even, like, Diana?
Completely American. Yeah, Victor glared at me twice.
My mom told me something about homeless people.
What did she tell
me? Oh, my God.
Was that, how offensive is it?
I don't know.
I love racist parents.
No,
and
not...
just, like, offensive parents. They're great.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't say anything racist, but she was like, don't go near the homeless people because, like, one time she saw one playing with her dick and smacking it around.
Wait, her dick or his dick?
Yeah, her dick.
Yeah, yeah. My mom has a penis.
Wait, no, I can't tell which who has the dick.
Homeless person.
Homeless dude.
Okay.
She saw them like smacking their dick around.
Just left and right.
I don't know. She was like doing this motion.
Just like,
that's funny to imagine your mom telling that story.
Yeah, I was a kid too.
Oh my God.
Wait, can we just say something about parents?
Yeah.
Like, you ever notice how in like movies, like parents are such like a big icon in someone's lives?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're supposed to be there to like guide you through the way, like
yeah.
give you important information that will lead you through life,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And then when you actually have parents, they, like,
when you gain them one day.
Yeah, one day when you
when you actually have them.
When you finish the quest and beat the boss to gain
the,
to unlock the parents.
You do the optional side quest to have parents.
Parents are a side quest.
Yeah, they're not required for your life.
After you do it, just at your house, they spawn there.
Yeah, they're just there.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, your mom's like making breakfast, and your dad's over there sitting by the counter reading newspaper, talking about sports and shit.
Isn't that like just a white family though?
I mean, sure. I mean, my dad does that.
No, my family's Middle Eastern, and my we're not gonna get into that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but okay. Like you have parents, and it's like that almost never happens. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Rich, tell me about like how much guidance did you get from your family?
Decent amount, but not like nothing major.
Like nothing bad ever happened in your life. But like, did anything?
Oh, I have a fun story about this.
Like, you ever have like your dad ever be like, oh yeah, like those people don't hang out with them. Like, oh.
Like, what do you mean those
people? Like, cause my family is very racist.
Oh, that's, you mean like race wise?
The Asian parents
okay.
are very racist,
okay.
but that's completely based off ignorance.
Okay,
okay. That's because
yeah.
they just don't.
I
know.
Feel like that's the case with all parents.
Yeah, that's just with many parents.
Yeah,
and it's just like I don't understand it.
There are a lot of parents that are, like, super chill, but, like, mine are not them.
I mean, there are a lot of parents that are chill, but, like, I feel like that's nowadays, or at least, like, back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But the racist thing, or the chill parents?
Oh, the chill parents.
Okay.
I feel like, I feel like it's, like, roughly this generation where parents are, like,
I feel
oh,
like
yeah,
it was the
80s
and
90s
that parents were a lot more lax with their kids.
Yeah. Like, they, like...
Because, like, when I was growing up, I must have been, like, 5 or 6, so it's still, like, on the cusp of the 90s,
mm-hmm.
before it really, like, went into the 2000s and 2003 and shit. Like, we got home from school and we just, like, my mom would make us do our homework so we wouldn't, like, be doing it before bed. And then, like, she'd just be like, yeah, you can go outside and play. I'm gonna make dinner.
Yeah.
You know, like, we lived in a relatively safe, a really safe neighborhood
yeah.
in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Where we still live.
Surrounded by many trees.
Yeah. Surrounded by very many trees.
Well, can I go there if there ever is a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you, like, what, is that where you want to go? The forest?
Yeah.
Where you can get lost?
Yeah, you get lost.
You don't live in the forest.
No,
right?
I don't live in the forest.
Yeah, exactly.
I live in a suburb that is
close to
the
forest. There's a shit, like, trees, you can get lost in, like, very tree-like areas.
We live near a river.
Easily.
Oh,
you get lost
there
really easily.
Yeah. But hold on to that thought. But, like, my mom was just like, yeah, you can take care of yourselves. Like, you know the neighbors, you know. We know the neighbors. We know which ones to avoid. But, like, it was only until, like, in middle school where my parents started being like, okay, like, now you're growing up. You have to be home before it gets dark. Otherwise, like, someone will kidnap you. And I didn't know it at the time,
uh-oh.
But, like, me being super anxious, I was like... Like, that, and
no.
I watched him, like, there was a show on Science Channel called Beyond Tomorrow, and they had the Mythbusters on it, like, for special segments, and one of them was, they were testing how long you could stay buried alive in a casket. Yeah, that fucked me up as a kid. I had nightmares for, like, 2 months straight.
Damn.
And looking back, that was when my general anxiety disorder developed.
Why for TV?
All because of that one episode.
Fuck you, Mythbusters! I laugh about it now, because, like...
You have to.
That's so funny. Like, I thought they were just gonna... If I, like, didn't breathe enough when I slept one night, they were just gonna toss me in a casket.
Wait, for not breathing? For breathing?
If I stayed still for too long when I was sleeping, they'd be like, oh no.
It just go and toss you in.
They'd be like, alright, she fucked up.
Like,
you fucked up, got the van.
The van? The hearse? No, the minivan.
Get the minivan.
The hearse is the minivan.
Yes, you
it's not moving.
Oh my god!
It's the hefty bags and the blue SUV!
How'd you know? I have a blue SUV!
He was at your house.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't at your house at all, I swear.
Okay.
I've never been there.
Okay.
That money.
You remember the blue SUV though? I didn't.
Oh no.
I think you've been in the blue SUV while I was driving once.
No.
Was that?
No.
When
you
this?
Have.
When was this?
When we went to Six Flags.
Nope, I was never at.
Right.
Because yeah.
you bought the red one when we went to Dave's place. Was it red? Whatever. You bought the small one.
Yeah, my dad's car.
Yeah, you bought the small one when we went to Dave's place. And
yeah, because my car.
I'm pretty sure that's the only time I've ever seen you in a car. So, yeah.
Really?
Like, you driving, at least.
Oh, okay.
But it's usually, like, just that car.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you drive, like, 3 times. Just that car.
Because my dad picks me up when I go home.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
No side conversations. This is my fucking podcast.
Oh, we're talking about.
But yeah, what were we talking about before this?
Zombie apocalypse.
Blue SUVs.
Oh yeah, zombie apocalypse. What a nice segue.
Yeah.
We wouldn't survive that.
We would not.
I wouldn't survive.
I was also really scared of zombie apocalypse when I was like 14.
Oh.
I was really scared of vampires as a kid.
Really?
Like I saw. Batman versus Dracula.
Yeah.
I think it was Batman versus Dracula. And, like, there was a scene where, like, all, like vampires are, like, very well known. And it was, like, winter. And there was, like, this little girl. She was, like, maybe 6 or some shit. And she was a vampire. And she was just kind of standing there in the middle of, like, shit ton of snow and all that shit. And, like, it's a very, like, suburb, like not like a city-esque neighborhood, like mm-hmm. kind of like where we are now, like the shit we have here.
Yeah.
Like, and like a
dude. So like city.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, like bricks and shit, you know.
Bricks and shit.
Yeah, bricks and shit.
Wow.
Like bricks where we have shit to layer on.
That's what you hold together with.
Yeah.
There's some cement.
And there's like a dude who's like maybe in his 40s, and he comes out and he's like, "Little girl, what are you doing? You can't be out here." And she's like that. And she looked around. She's like, "I'm scared." And he's like, "All right, we'll go." And he like touched her by her shoulder, and like immediately cuts to black, and you hear like a. Ah!
Fuck.
I was like, fuck. And like every night when I went while I was going to sleep, because like that gave me like either insomnia or anxiety, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it would be like I'd have school the next day and I was in like fifth grade, I think.
Yeah.
So I'd just kind of sit there and I'd be like, fuck, Dracula's gonna come and get me. So like, yeah, so I'd like.
In school?
Yeah, no, in bed.
Oh,
like, I was in bed.
Okay,
so I would just be like, this, like, I was like, they come for your neck. So, okay, so I'm gonna, in my mind, I was like, I'm gonna find really strong steel.
I was just gonna joke that you were gonna do this. You were actually thinking
of it. I was like, and I was like, alright, I'm gonna get like a giant steel, like, choker or whatever. Like, whatever. I'm gonna keep that on my neck at all times. And then once winter came by, I was like, alright, vampires can't come out in the winter.
There's this who goes
snow. And I was like, alright, I'm good now.
Vampires can't
come out
in the winter. Snow. It was a Dead Man Wonderland,
the anime. Yeah, that was bad, though.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was just like pure blood.
Did you have a weep face?
We all did. We're Asian, let's be real.
I had
the
Hatsune Miku face.
I did too.
I never had a Hatsune Miku face.
I did too. I got deep into it.
I had a face where I torrented a lot of software. And I torrented
Vocaloid. You got a fucking doll. I got her screaming.
Yeah, but
wait,
what?
What?
Like,
you
lift up
her skirt and you see the face. My cousin got me six posters for my Christmas. I'll show you my room. I have like six different Hatsune Miku movies.
Okay.
It's around my bedroom.
And is this why you like blue hair so much?
No. I like blue hair before that. Like back, you
played. Oh, this is so the blue hair is why you like Hatsune Miku so much.
Yeah, maybe. But like, I like blue hair back.
So
like,
you just have a thing for blue hair.
I think yeah, because like back when what was it called? Adventure Quest. You guys remember Adventure Quest? Battle
Who?
Adventure Quest.
A faint memory.
All right, what about Dragon Fable?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I remember.
All right. Well, Adventure Quest was made by the same person.
Yeah.
Like okay.
Did
and
Adventure
like,
Quest come first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and like the character creations, my first character was a blue-haired chick.
Okay.
So was that?
I've been in blue hair since I was like maybe 9 or 11. Yeah, I was just real into. Yeah, no, like because I remember when I was like 8 or some shit. There was like this punk girl. Like, she was, like, 13 and shit, and I would just always hang out with her.
Aww.
And she was a horrible person.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Like, we would play house, and she would play domestic violence house. Like,
oh my god.
Like, your house is like, alright, put the, like, it was, like, mega blocks. It was mega blocks. So it would be like, you know how, like, it's like, oh, okay, let's go cook the oven. Hers was like, you're a bitch. Alright, we slept on our neighbor. And she would just, like, slap them together.
I just love that sentence of content. We'd play house. She'd play domestic violence house.
Like, she was insane.
Oh my god.
And I was real into it. I was like, fuck. I was an 8-year-old. I was like,
wait, did you get turned on by
it? Oh, yeah, as an 8-year-old, true.
Yeah, as an 8-year-old, you're like, you were hanging out with a girl that is 5 years older than you. Like, I didn't know it at the time, but I would have been attracted.
To 5-year-old men?
No. No! To a girl 5 years older than you.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, I wouldn't care what kind of person they were. Like, I would just be honored that they were talking to me.
Oh, yeah, more or less, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Rich, we talked. Like, when we were kids, you probably would've been cool.
Oh, damn.
Like, I would've been the cool kid.
You would've been the cool kid.
I found out what that doorknob did to my scarf.
Oh, that's not funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can put your cooter through that hole.
What?
What?
I was talking to Tiffany.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Like, you can put it through that hole.
What hole?
So, like, in the zombie apocalypse, would you use a shotgun or machine gun?
I would not use a gun in the zombie apocalypse.
Would you just run?
Free running is a good skill to have in the zombie apocalypse,
I mean, let's be free running parkour and shit, we can't do that.
It takes practice, but you could learn. I knew how to at one point.
Well, like, it's still based on stamina.
Yeah.
Like, you still need the endurance. Like, can you run a
mile?
Like,
I knew how to do the tricks, but I couldn't run for very long.
Yeah, you can do the tricks, like, one at a time.
Yeah.
But, like, if I made you run across a hill.
And then parkour, no, I wouldn't
and, like,
be able
whilst
to.
Whilst parkouring up, like, a hill.
Whilst parkouring.
Like, we can do, like, the first two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give us a break. And then the zombies
and
catch
then,
up.
And then, like, we fuck
and
up
then
the third
the zombies
one.
Catch up and you're dead.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the thing, like,
they can't parkour.
Yeah, zombies walk, right?
Depends on what universe you're in.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, okay, what's just the most realistic universe?
They're retarded?
That no.
I mean...
Probably, fucking...
Actually?
The Zombie Survival Guide?
The movie or the book?
The book that came before World War Z.
Okay.
Where they just walk.
I just walk, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Because, Walking Dead, I guess, like, they have running zombies and shit.
Yeah, like, yeah. Most of our ever see zombies do is, like, jog. Like, yeah. Like they're never, like... Like,
very I don't see zombies, like, parkouring off, like,
yeah.
buildings.
Like,
no,
unless you play Dying Light.
Yeah, like, they... I mean those are some, though. Yeah. Those aren't a certain number.
Like, yeah.
Those
and,
only
like,
and they only come out at night.
Like, yeah.
They didn't really parkour in The Last of Us.
Yeah, The Last of Us, they weren't, like, zombies.
And they weren't actually zombies, yeah.
Yeah, they were...
I think they made a big point.
Yeah, they're like, they're not zombies, they're infected or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So they were still, like, people.
Yeah.
And until they got to a certain point, they were still treated as people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just got
until,
real
like,
fucked up.
Until the disease took over them.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, what, like, most zombies just walk, right? So, like,
yes.
I never understand, like, why people need to, like, straight up, like, sprint and get real scared.
It's distance, because
yeah.
they're persistent.
Yeah,
they don't
exactly.
have stamina, so they don't stop.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't stop. Like, they're
so,
always
like,
going at a normal pace.
And plus,
why don't you just map out a specific, like, you can see a path, keep following that.
You also have to think of how many there are, though.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's the main thing.
Because, like,
yeah.
you're always going to be running towards another group.
Yes.
Yeah, a potential another group, though.
Yeah.
Because there's always that chance.
Or
yes.
other people.
I mean, that's
yeah,
not bad, though.
You.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's
and,
a,
like,
that's
the
that's
worst
50/50.
Threat is other people who have gone too trigger-happy.
Yeah, oh, God. What's that movie called? The Road?
The Road?
I think it's called The Road. It's a zombie apocalypse movie. No, it came out as a book first and then a movie.
Yeah.
And it was just like it was like basically The Last of Us, but much darker.
Mm.
Like more realistic than like Last of Us was realistic enough, but
yeah.
like this was like the primal instincts of a person will take over
mm-hmm.
when they realize that like, oh look, we don't have laws and you're all for yourself, so
yeah.
let's just pillage, murder,
yeah. mm-hmm.
take whatever we want,
yeah.
people included. Whatever, just go for it.
Yeah.
And it was just like a really dark thing. Just like, oh yeah, everyone has a shotgun and people just take
yeah.
whatever they want.
Because like, if the only threat was zombies and everyone was like, okay, like this is for the greater good, I'm not gonna like kill other people, I'm not gonna like be selfish, I wouldn't carry a gun.
Yeah.
I'd carry like probably a halberd or some shit. Not that I know how to use it.
Oh yeah, but that still exists. People still use that on a regular
like,
basis.
Yeah, right?
You like smack people with a bird?
No, it's a long now. Battle axe.
Oh, a battle axe.
Yeah.
It's like a long pole to put like axe and then a spear.
Is it heavy?
It's real heavy.
Yeah, I think being the carrying a gun would be more effective, right?
I mean, it would be
like the noise.
I mean, see, that's the thing. I'm
I guess like chopping someone's head off would be
yeah,
that's terrible noise.
That's
too.
Really fucking like
yeah.
Games make it go like, oh, yeah, if you stab some dude in the throat, okay, that might be quiet. But
right.
like, there's still the screaming, the initial
yeah.
like.
Yeah, that's. Well,
the muffled noise.
Yeah.
You still hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, and like,
if guards are on watch, they're gonna be listening for shit like that.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh no, because they have a really big helmet. So,
oh, so,
so
it,
like,
it covers it.
They only hear 50% of the noise. So,
like
our
battle helmet?
Yeah.
So only one ear is covered, so they can only hear it from one side.
They can hear from their eyes.
Oh. yeah, they can see it.
But if it ever comes down to the. And then you can pretend to be one of them. Sorry, I was taking a shit, and then they be, oh, okay.
Sorry, I was shitting.
Yeah.
In the open.
Yeah.
Not in the bathrooms that we have 50 feet away.
Hey,
don't
you
judge me.
Go.
I really need this to go.
I just
yeah.
went for it.
When you got a shit, but you can't leave your post.
Yeah.
oh, I really want that in a video game.
Dude,
like
a dude just shit.
Like,
yeah,
it's a random occurrence
oh,
in like, video
okay,
games.
Oh, okay, random occurrence.
Like the last one.
Because in Metal Gear Solid, it's always scripted.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I want,
so,
like, a random
like
occurrence.
Just a
Easter
random,
eggs?
Yeah.
What about Easter eggs?
Easter eggs? Yeah, that's Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
oh,
have
okay.
they have pooping Easter eggs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not Easter eggs that poop, but, like...
literal giant eggs. That's your candy.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Okay, I want that. Like, just
make,
yeah.
make that
looking
game
back, like, a lot of the zombie survival stuff I've read once, like, when I was really into it, was like, yeah... Zombies are your biggest threat. Looking back now,
really?
I'm like...
Unless it's a horde of them.
If it's a horde of them, yeah.
I mean, if it's like World War Z zombies, then you should be scared. Because like, those zombies weren't just like walking. They could like straight up sprint, right? If I remember correctly.
I don't know.
There are zombies that can run really fast. Or
yeah.
at least move
okay.
like like as fast as us. With like,
yeah.
without
that's
the...
That's
a
terrifying.
Yeah, without
terrifying.
The stamina. Because like, they're dead.
Yeah, they don't have... They don't have stamina.
Yeah, they're just moving by, you know, muscle or by the disease.
Yeah. Mm. Another thing to fuck me up. Back into my being buried alive. Oh. Fear. Plus, I was reading this zombie survival guide, like, 5 years later, like, after I had gotten over the fear, and I came across the part where it talked about, like, how some voodoo practices will, like, zombify, like, people if, like, the certain spell is done. I don't know. It was, like, super, like, oh, yeah, there's some magic that can turn, like, people into zombies. And I was like, oh, my God.
Can I just say how cool voodoo is? Like,
really? Like, now I know better, and it's, like, fucking white people.
I just want to say, voodoo is really fucking cool.
Like, it's cool, but, like, it's so scary.
Yeah, it's scary as fuck. Like, I get a strand like, of your hair. I chant some shit.
Yeah, witchcraft shit.
Yeah, like a salamander's foot or some shit.
I don't know. Something about, like, the practice of witchcraft with, like, the herbs and, like, the stones and everything. There's a reason. There's got to be a reason why it's been around for so long.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know whether
it works. That's my reason behind it. We can test this next week.
But yeah, okay. Give me a spread.
Your homework for this podcast is to go home and practice witchcraft for a week.
You two listeners.
Okay. Yeah.
You're not out of this.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's your birthday. You're not getting off easy. You still got to do your homework.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah, if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
That would be so cool if someone listened on their birthday and been like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, we went... This is back in time.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
This is back in... Oh. Was it back... Or...
No, Back to the Future Day was earlier this week. Or last week.
Can I just tell you how I just realized the title? I just understood it recently. We have to go back to the future.
You just got...
Because I never saw the movies.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, no, I haven't either, but...
Like, I just understood the premise. I was like, oh.
You know...
They went back in time, so they have to go back to the future.
Oh. I went on a Back to the Future ride when I went to Disney.
How was it?
Like, 15 years ago.
How was it?
Interesting. Yeah, I was scared.
Okay.
Why were you as scared?
I hate roller coasters, so I can't always speak on
the main bad guy from Back to the Future 2, I think?
I thought I said Dave.
No.
Dave
was there.
I didn't know Dave at the time.
He was just there, though.
Dave would have been...
Same height. Yeah. 15 years ago, maybe.
Dave at age 7.5.
Was he already taller than his dad by that age?
7? No.
He said like he had a growth spurt at
middle
some...
school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was when he got super tall.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You know how weird that is?
Dave, like that tall and
Like, can you imagine if Dave went the other way? Instead of being like tall, he came jacked.
Oh.
He woke up, he was still the same fucking height. He was just like, all that fat just turned into muscle. Like, he woke up 7-year-old and he's just like,
just like the screech and everything.
He's just like fucking this height. And he's like,
that would be funny in theory.
In theory, yes.
That'd be fun for like the hour.
Yeah.
Like the and event, then, I'd love to watch. The actual happens, no.
It still happens. He just walks in, he shrinks, but gets stronger. Like it doesn't have to be a growth spurt or anything.
Day we come back from the gym, it just happens. He's like, damn, working out is paying off. But he doesn't realize.
He's like, fucking... He gives you a hug and you're taller than him.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, Deanna, what are you, 9 feet tall? So he's on your tit. He's like, wow. He's like, wow.
Oh my God. That's like 8 inches shorter than I am now. That's like 5'10".
So 5'2"?
4'10".
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You're 5'10".
I'm not 5'10". I'm 5'.
Yeah, I'm 5'10". I was gonna
5'6". You're 5'10"?
Roughly.
I think we're more or less 5'10", 5'8".
I think I might be a tiny bit taller than 5'10", maybe.
I'm pretty sure I'm 5'10".
I think I'm like 5'11", maybe 5'12".
You're like 5'7" or 8", I wanna say.
Yeah, I think I was told I was 5'10".
I'm somewhere around
Tiffany
that.
Tiffany told me she's like 5, you're 5'8", right?
5'7".
Yeah, you're 5'7", so I'm like... Maybe I'm not. Because I'm like maybe just 2 inches taller than you.
Should we take off our shoes in the turn?
We'll figure this out.
Figure
this out.
But that being said, I slouch a lot. I have a mountain
of
scoliosis.
A lot.
So.
What's that?
It's like when your fucking spine. Your spine's just like.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is a bad case. Mine's just like. like a slight tilt in the side.
Yeah.
Does it
hurt? It hurt when I was a kid.
Oh, you grew into it.
Maybe. I don't know, because I distinctly remember, like, when I was a kid, I used to watch Nickelodeon on my bed. And, like, when I was, like, I do this a lot.
Yeah.
Like, back when I was a kid, I had, like, a little bit of a shoulder there.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I was literally just straight up. I was just straight up just this, while I'm watching Nickelodeon, like, down there, so I was just like.
So, you know, your legs and everything?
No, yeah, my bed.
His legs were out, yeah.
So you're just laying on your bed?
Yeah, I was laying on my bed.
Why would that be bad, though?
Like, this. Like, I did this for a solid year.
Oh.
Like, just, like, straight up, like a 90-degree angle. Yeah, I guess I grew it. I guess it kind of grew, and it was just like, oh, wait. This, like, when it started growing, it was just like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That hurt?
Yeah, it hurt a lot, because I remember calling my mom. I was like, Mom, it hurts to move my neck. I remember,
goes, it's that damn TV!
She did. I think she took away my TV that year.
Oh,
almost sure.
You weren't far off.
Yeah.
My parents, like, when I was having health concerns a couple of years ago, they were like, it's because you're always on your computer.
Yes.
I was like, you're denying me medical attention because I'm always on my computer? You're not even going to fix this?
You're just going to blame me for it?
Yeah.
Like,
you're just going to blame me for it and let me suffer?
He was like, oh, you're
like,
a fucking idiot.
Yeah, go outside, it'll help. Like, I stood outside, I think. I was like,
just stood there.
It still hurts!
I just feel like a cutaway.
I still have a migraine!
I'm still in pain!
Yeah, I just feel like a cutaway to, like, silent outside. You gotta sit in there for like 10 seconds, pure silence.
Yeah!
Like, it still hurts!
Yeah, I'm so fascinated. I imagine, like, Will Deanna. He's like, alright, I'm like, oh, my neck hurts. It was like, it's that fucking computer.
My parents don't swear at me, but...
It's that computer,
it's
all
that
the time.
It's
that darn technology.
It's like, go outside for like half an hour. You're so bad. It'll be like 25 minutes later. It's like...
I
imagine it got worse.
Crying.
During, like... You're like this, you know? Yeah. You have to keep your head on tilt.
Beth told me something similar not too long ago. Like, I got my new glasses recently. I was like, oh, did it get worse at best of video games? You always look at your computer.
Did you make that exact noise?
That's what all dads sound like when they're scolding you.
Yeah,
you know, like, Rich, I don't think you'd know. Like, you don't know.
Yeah,
you're
I
not wrong.
No, your dad's real cool. At the very least,
like, who disciplined you in your family? Your mom or your dad?
Was it Jen?
Oh my god! If you have to hesitate.
Was it Jen?
Probably more so my mom, but neither one was really too discipliny. So
yeah, wait, who's the least perceptive of your parents?
What do you mean least perceptive?
Because you're very lacking in this perception department.
Probably my dad, in all honesty.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Because I was like, your dad didn't hear us at all. I'm like, yes. I'm like, are you two the same?
You bigger me.
That's what he is. Like, ask your
dad
mom,
is you.
Ask
like
your mom about that
years.
Night.
She was there.
Yeah,
I don't think she said anything, though.
Oh,
so
no.
She was right, like, I heard them.
Like,
I'm not going to say anything,
little
though.
Brat.
Yeah.
It's Brat.
It's Brad. Who's
that motherfucker screaming?
Keeping us up at 5 a.m.
Like, the moment this like fact was solidified for me was when I heard that you didn't ask your parents to go to fucking Apex. You were just woke up that morning or like came home that night and you were like, yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it was that morning.
Yeah.
That was the day.
I swear to God, if I did that, like, I would be dead when I got home.
Yeah, my parents are chill.
I am a grown-ass adult.
My parents are real
and my
chill.
Parents
yeah,
would
like
still
yeah.
beat my ass when I got home if I pulled shit like that.
My parents be more worried than anything.
Yeah, they'd
well,
be super worried.
You know, if
they'd
I just
be
left,
angry.
If I just left without saying anything, they would be worried.
You told them. You
but
told
I
them the day off.
They knew I was gone.
Like, hour before.
Yeah.
White parents.
No. Yeah, your parents are cool.
Yeah. I mean, like...
At least your dad. I don't know much about your mom.
Yes, it's cool, too.
I don't know what to classify Armenians as. Because, like... technically, yeah. Technically white, but also Middle Eastern. So we have a lot of that culture influence, but, like...
Isn't
so white here. I guess, like, I don't know. I'd just say Middle Eastern, but I don't know.
Yeah? Like, I mean, you're still Middle Eastern at
yeah.
the end of the day, right?
I wasn't, I mean, yes, but I wasn't born like, there. I was born here.
Yeah, I mean that.
But, like, I was raised in a really Armenian culture.
Yeah, it's just what you took away from being here.
Yeah.
Alive. I mean, that's what all of us, though.
Okay.
Like, except, maybe not Rich. I mean, like...
Rich is Italian!
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, like...
Are you, like, full Italian?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, for you, like, your entire family's more or less the same. 100%
white bread.
How much different are you at home than here? How much of a difference is it? Like, obviously, here we're insane. Yes. Like, when you're at home, it's pretty calm.
Yeah, other than being insane, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing, like, special that you do at home that you don't do here.
Yeah.
For us, there's, like, we have a culture.
Rich is toasted white bread.
Yeah, toasted white bread.
You got a little bird here.
Oh.
That's hair.
Yeah, it's a bit of hair.
I'm like... light wheat bread.
I'm paler than most of you, actually.
You're white bread.
No, Victor's yellow bread.
I got that extra bread.
That egg bagel.
Yeah.
That egg bagel.
I got that extra bit of light. A dab of yellow.
Dave's white bread.
Dave's not white bread.
Paper.
Shit. Dave's a fucking white
board. Wait, Dave's right behind us.
Oh, hey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow, you're here the entire time.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
While I would love to go on about skin color and bread, our time for the LifeCast has come to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been going for 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. 46?
Fucking
and we had a 10
rounding
minute
to an even
we had
five.
A 10 minute thing, so like...
Do you want to keep going?
No, I'm actually really sick of you, especially you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, fuck you.
But yeah, thank you for listening to the LifeCast, if you did. And we hope to see you next time for more discussion about things.
Yeah.
And life itself.
And remember to always spread to the left side with the cheese on your bagel, okay?
He is not wrong.
All right. Thank you all. Don't have...